We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a trip to the historic borough of Croydon. Known throughout the world as only three stops to London Bridge. With 84,000 residents under the age of 15, Croydon is the youngest borough in London. We would have asked the mayor along tonight, but apparently he's grounded. Croydon is mentioned by Jane Austen in her unfinished novel, The Watsons, with the line, "In Croydon can there invariably be found something to occupy an inquiring mind," after which it appears the novel finishes. Croydon's Brit Institute is a famed school for the performing arts. Alumni who've taken its famous two-year course include Adele, Amy Winehouse, Leona Lewis, Jessie J, and the definitive Spider-Man himself, Tom Holland, who was actually at the school for 3 years after he got stuck in a bath and couldn't climb out. There have been many television shows shot in Croydon. It's the location of popular comedy Peep Show. It appears in the opening scenes of the sitcom Terry and June. An episode of Charlie Brooker's Black Mirror was filmed here, and it had a weekly slot on Crime Watch. Perhaps Croydon's most famous figure is John Whitgift, loyal Archbishop of Canterbury to Elizabeth I. And during his lifetime, Archbishop Whitgift was uniquely unpopular across the religious divide for his persecution of both Catholics and Puritans. And after his death, his recumbent effigy at Croydon Minster was the scene of considerable anti-clerical protest. Even today, on warm evenings, groups of men have been known to gather in the churchyard and actively participate in bishop bashing. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Marcus Brigstock and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tony Hawks and Joe Brand. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. Yay! A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words transfer and transplant. Well, transfer is the act of moving something or someone from one place to another, whereas transplant is a gender-fluid geranium. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Joe, you can start.
Intestate, too short of 10 out of 10 in a test.
Marcus.
Chateau, French turd in the shape of a castle.
Tony.
Extricate, spare Princess of Wales.
And Graham?
Gravy, like a churchyard.
Baltimore, second helping of curry.
Tombola, a hat made out of a cat.
Inconceivable, on the pill.
Manicure, a little doctor.
Legroom, the person who marries la bride.
Manuel, a little doctor's grateful patient.
Parasols, Piers Morgan and Sir Philip Green.
Manila, his not so grateful patient.
Felony, what happened to me the last time I did yoga.
Loki, the Norse god of understatement.
Canal, What people muttered under their breath when they heard that Liz Truss had become Prime Minister.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. The traditional game of charades is based around mime, the art of communicating words through the medium of silent acting. The father of mime was, of course, Marcel Marceau. It was Marceau who taught Michael Jackson his signature moonwalk dance, where the king of pop would silently move forward whilst appearing to move backwards, a move Jackson perfected during sleepovers at Neverland. Allegedly. In our version of the game, entitled Sound Charades, team members are permitted the use of their mouths. So, Graham and Marcus, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Prestige. The Prestige.
Off you go, please, Graham and Marcus.
It's a film.
Yes, a film with two words. Ah, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I've come to collect my dry cleaning.
I have it here ready for you, sir. One smoking jacket, one paisley blouson, a pair of formal trousers.
Yes, I see you got the dirt out of them.
Yeah, the copy of 50 Shades of Grey in the hip pocket. Yes, of course. And here is the book, sir. You'll notice for no extra charge we've unstuck those pages for you.
Very, very thoughtful. Thank you. Is that the lot?
Yes, sir. Apart from your age.
Oh, yes. Yes, I very nearly forgot the age.
Yes, it's a real vintage piece, sir. Mm. All clean, brushed, and most important, we've ironed it for you.
Really? Yes, I didn't think you could iron an age.
No, sir, in this business we say an age isn't an age unless it's been ironed. Would sir like to pop it on?
Do you know, I think I will.
Would you like me to turn my back, sir?
That won't be necessary. I'm not in that sort of mood.
Oh, yeah.
There, now, how does it look?
Dashing, sir. You certainly suit an age.
Well, especially one that's been ironed as well as this has.
You're too kind, sir, too kind.
Iron age. I think it might be a film neither of us have seen. Do you think we have seen this, do you think? No, that's going to help, then. They're getting their laundry done, and
they've had something ironed.
Yeah.
So it's
another word.
Iron. It's got iron in the title.
Another word for ironed.
Ironed. Pressed. Prestige.
That's not two words, is it?
The Prestige.
Oh, the Prestige.
Okay.
What's that about then?
Magicians.
Okay.
Yeah, magic.
Sounds very dull. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, your turn now, Tony and Joe. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Line of Duty. Line of Duty.
Okay, yes, so this is a TV show, and it's three words. And it goes like this.
This is going to take ages.
Yeah, I know. I only wanted to buy this massive Toblerone. I mean, what about you?
Well, I was going to get this gin and 200 Benson Hedges.
I was hoping to buy this still surprisingly expensive perfume.
Well, I also wanted this barely discounted at all bottle of scotch.
Yeah. Hang on. Look, it's starting to move.
Good, because my flight's in 20 minutes.
Holy Mother of Mary and the sweet baby Jesus and the donkey as well. If it isn't Line of Duty.
Yeah, of course it is. Well done.
Very good.
Sweet. All right. Here's a further title going up for Graham and Marcus.
Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2.
It's a film and it's two words.
Yeah.
It goes like this. Look! Look, I swear, I just glimpsed a bloke over there.
So did I.
I think the second word might be two.
Yes.
Sam, glimpsed a bloke. What franchise is about glimpsing a bloke? I think it might be another film we don't know, Joe.
You know it.
Do we know it?
Frozen 2. No, I know it's not that.
Game you play. I Spy 2?
Spy 2.
Spy 2.
It was a bloke we...
that we spied.
Spy fellow. Spy man.
What a great noise.
Incredibly close. It's incredibly close to Spy Man, but not Spy Man.
Can I just tell us?
What, do you need a leg up or another seven legs up after that?
Spider-Man! There.
Oh, just...
Yeah,
just...
really clever.
Uncanny.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our postman struggling under the weight of a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. And she writes, "To whom it may concern, my four-year-old grandson has lived in Spain all his life and still doesn't know the Spanish for please. Don't you think that's poor for four? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." On with the game, teams, and the name of the version we'll be playing this week is Stick or Twist. In Stick or Twist, each player may choose to twist and move on to another location or may stick and remain at the station they are already on. You'll find play may get fast and furious, so please pay careful attention to the way the round develops. So, Tony, you can start. Please bear in mind laterals are excluded and no trumps.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd start with Tottenham Court Road.
Yes. Are you going to stick on that or twist, Marcus?
Well, if laterals are excluded, Graham, do you think to stick?
You've got to.
Yeah, I'm going to stick. Tottenham Court Road.
Okay, and so Joe.
Well, I feel slightly anxious if I do anything other than stick, so I'm going to stick as well.
You're sticking. Okay, that leaves you, Graham, to make a decision.
Yeah, well, that leaves it wide open to Oh.
Careful.
Yeah, no, Trump's.
Trump's excluded. Trump's,
yeah. No, I'll stick. Tottenham Court Road.
Okay. All right.
Well, there's a route out.
It's a lateral. It's a lateral, though.
Yes, no, but I... No, you're right. I'll stick on... Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah, like I'm going to fall for that, Hawks. I'm not an idiot. It's not the first time I've played this. Yeah. Stick, thank you. Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah. Joe?
Stick.
Yeah. So, Joe's stuck at Tottenham Court Road. Graham?
I've got two choices here. So, I'll stick. Tottenham Court Road.
Extraordinary stuff.
Mm. Me again.
It's you again, Tony, yes.
I'll stick on Tottenham Court Road.
I don't think there's been a game this close since as far back as I can remember, Jack.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's tense.
Closely fought. Be nice to mix it up a bit, wouldn't it? But not on this go, no. I think I'll stick, actually, with Tottenham Court Road.
Probably wise.
Better part of valour, that,
Joe?
Just remind me what the rules were you said at the beginning.
Well, the laterals are excluded, as are trumps.
In that case, I'm just going to stick.
Yeah. So,
do you need rules as well, Graham?
No, I've got the rules under me. Belt, but I'm just thinking three moves ahead.
Yes.
Because if we start Tottenham Court Road, there's a fair lot, then you've got Swiss Cottage, of course, as an alternative, but Elephant and Castle, and which would bring us back to... Oh, yeah, might as well stick Tottenham Court Road.
Mornington Crescent!
Oh!
Yeah.
Sorry, partner.
Well spotted, Tony. Very close game, though. Very close. Well, the next round is all about childhood rhymes, and these days many of the familiar nursery rhymes we learnt as children seem outdated and irrelevant. This has led to many rhymes being updated to reflect the issues likely to confront the young children of today. Examples include, it's raining, it's pouring, of course, it's global warming. Dr. Foster went to Costa in a shower of rain. He paid $3.45 for a medium latte and never went there again. And Jack and Jill went up the hill to buy some chips and sweeties. Now Jack is morbidly obese and Jill's got diabetes. So the round is called Complete Playground Rhymes. I brought with me some genuine children's playground rhymes collected from British schools over the past 50 years, all of which are incomplete. The team's task is to guess what the endings might be. So we'll start with this first playground rhyme for you, Joe. Can you complete this one? My boyfriend gave me an apple. My boyfriend gave me a pear. My boyfriend gave me a kiss on the lips.
That's his body over there.
Rather bleakly, the real line was, and threw me down the stairs. So, Marcus, what about this? Can you complete this rhyme? In 1964-44, my granddad went to war.
Not a punctual man.
Some may remember it was, he brought me back a gun and shot me up the bum. Really, doesn't deserve to be on a show like this, does it? Tony, how about this one? Can you finish this one off? Nobody loves me, everybody hates me, so I'm going to...
GB News.
It says, I'm going to the garden to eat worms. Yeah. You're not helping yourself, are you? Graham, how about this one? I had a little puppy, his name was Tiny Tim. I put him in the bathtub to see if he could swim.
Anybody got an empty shoebox and a spade?
In fact, he drank all the water, he ate a bar of soap, the next thing you know, he had a bubble in his throat. Yeah, but back to you, Joe Brand. Here's another playground rhyme for you to finish. Teddy on the railway picking up stones. Along came an engine and broke Teddy's bones. Oh, said Teddy, that's not fair.
You Avanti bastards never normally show up when you're supposed to.
It's actually the answer is, oh, said the engine, you shouldn't have been there. How about this one, Marcus? Eeny, meeny, macaraca, dur, dominaca, chickawala, lollapapa.
And we'll be hearing more from the Culture Secretary later in the programme.
So actually ends om pom push. Tony, can you complete this one? What do you do if you can't find a loo in an English country garden?
Urinate into the cupped hands of a National Trust volunteer.
This one goes... Pull down your pants and exterminate the ants in an English country garden. And then get arrested. Graham, what about this one? Another one for you. This is the last one. My son Billy had a 10-foot willy. He showed it to the girl next door.
Without leaving his bedroom.
It actually goes, she thought it was a snake and hit it with a rake, and now it's only 4'4". All right, look, here are some of you, just any of you to have a go at, see what you think. Down in the valley where nobody knows, there's an oochie-coochie woman washing her clothes with a rubber-dub here and a rubber-dub there.
She soon forgets about washing the clothes.
That's where the washerwoman washes her clothes. Here's another one. A sailor went to CCC to see what he could CCC. But all that he could CCC...
was Southern Waters turds.
was the bottom of the deep blue CCC, that one. And here's another one. Liar, liar, pants on fire, your hair sticking up like...
when you were Prime Minister.
It actually was a 10-foot wire. Oh, well done, everyone. It's now time for some music in the game called Swanee Kazoo. Yes, this is a round where the teams duet to combine the beatific breeze of the Swanee whistle with the pool room parp of the kazoo. The kazoo is still breaking records. Only last week, a survey of doctors revealed, year in, year out, the kazoo is still the most removed musical instrument in A&Es. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Yes. Incidentally, Colin was recently spotted playing with the B-52s. That's before he was chased out of the lingerie department. Tony and Joe, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of I'd Do Anything from Oliver to feature Joe Brand on the kazoo and Tony Hawks on the Swanee whistle.
Kick off again. I don't think anyone noticed.
I can't believe I'm saying this, Joe, but you need to put it further in.
Do I? Oh, like that.
I think you ruined that, Tony. Well, your turn now, Marcus and Graham, if you can live up to that. I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the Sailor's Hornpipe to feature Marcus Brigstock on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle. Thank you. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. But there is just time to fit in a quick round of Posh Person's Film Club. Incidentally, Sven was telling us how he was invited to join some estate workers on a pheasant shoot. At first, he was happily beating away in the bushes, and then before he knew it, he was out on the moor and knee-deep in peat. Well, in this round, teams, I'd like you to suggest the titles of films likely to prove popular with an audience of posh people. You can start this one, Marcus.
The Godfather got me a job at the Foreign Office.
Joe.
How green was my valet?
Graham.
Lawrence of Belgravia.
Tony.
Inbred with Madonna.
Look Who's Tarquin.
The footman always brings ice.
Saving Private Equity.
Inglorious Berkshire.
One flew business class over the cuckoo's nest.
Focaccia in the Rye.
Goodbye, Mr. Sauté Potatoes.
Camilla's in the Mist.
The Hunt for Red Trousers.
Bring me the head waiter, Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the temperamental tumble dryer of time is terminated by the fluff-filled filter of fate and the sodden socks of sorrow are extracted alongside the dripping drawers of disappointment, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven and myself and our audience here in Croydon, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Tony Hawks, Joe Brand, Marcus Brigstock and Graham Garden were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dipp, and the producer was John Naismith.